وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر، سبحان الله عما يشركون. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يقبض الله الأرض يوم القيامة ويطوي السماء بيمينه، ثم يقول: أنا الله، أنا الملك، أين ملوك الأرض؟ وفي رواية قال: أنا الله، أنا الملك، أين الجبارون، أين المتكبرون؟ صدق الله العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected ulama, beloved brothers and elders in Islam, as we were discussing the topic regarding the greatness of Allah, who is Allah, that if we can find out who is Allah, then Allah will mean everything to us, and everything besides Allah will mean nothing. As Hazrat Hakim Sahib mentioned, aap hi aap hai, that you are everything, aur tere siwa kuch nahi, and besides you Allah, everything is nothing. But this man will only understand when he understands who Allah is. When you will understand Allah, then you will understand ghairullah is nothing. And for Allah wanted us to understand him, for that in the ahadith we find over and over again Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes Allah. In one hadith, 99 qualities of Allah is mentioned. In the Quran, Allah himself says, Huwa Allah, that he is Allah. And after that, Allah in detail discusses every single quality. Majority of the Quran that you will read, you will see Allah is speaking about his greatness, about the kamal and the jamal and the qahhar of Allah, the power, the beauty, the magnificence of Allah. Ulama mentioned that if you look at the world, you will find people can be divided into three groups. There are some people who have got love, and they get attracted by love. Because of this, you will find that there are many sifat of Allah, which are sifat of love. That because of love, you will fall in love with Allah. That you will look at the sifat of the rahmat of Allah, how he is ready to forgive. And that sifat will melt your heart, you will fall in love with Allah. So there are those people in the world with love, they fall in love. And there are those people in the world who look for perfection, who look for beauty. Therefore, you will find the qualities of Allah are kamal also. They are jamal also. Allah is most beautiful. Allah has the most splendor. Look at the beauty of the world, at the beauty for which man gives his life in this world, and understand that the creator of that beauty, how beautiful he will not be. And then there are those sifat of Allah which are meant for some people who are very, very hard-hearted. They do not worry about beauty. They do not worry if people do good towards them. But if they have to hear of punishment, if they have to hear of a superior power over them, they will become very scared. And they will also be fall into obedience. For that Allah has the sifat of qahariyat also. The power and the magnificence of Allah. That if Allah wishes to destroy someone, then in 1 second Allah can destroy it. Among those qualities is the qualities of al-malik. That Allah is the king of kings also. In this world we find that man runs behind kingship and leadership. It is a quality which man will give his life for. To become a king, to become a leader. Allah has made every single person on the world also a leader of something or the other. Every man is a leader of the limbs of his body. Every husband is a leader in his house over his wife. Every boss is a leader over his workers. Every principal is a leader over his students. And like this, man will find that in every part of life, he has leadership over something else. But once man gets this leadership, then he forgets about the real leader and the real king in the world. For this reason, Allah, to take him out of this deception, Allah says, Maliki yawm al-din, that man thinks you are Malik of this world, you are king of this world. Then let us think of the day of Qiyamah. Maliki yawm al-din. On the day of Qiyamah, who will be Malik on that day? Then there will only be one Malik, that is Allah. In the Quran, Allah mentions, يَوْمَ هُمْ بَارِزُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, man will come in front of Allah. لَا يَخْفَى عَلَى اللَّهِ مِنْهُمْ شَيْءٍ. Nothing will be hidden from the eyes of Allah. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. On that day, Allah will scream and ask, who is Malik today? At that time, أَيْنَ الْجَبَّارُونَ. That those jabbars in the world who said that we have control, where will they be? Ayn al-mutakabbirun, those people who walked with pride, and they had pride, I own this, I own that, where will they be on that day? There will be complete silence. Allah himself will answer, لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. That mulk and power, governmentship and mulkiyat, being a king is only for Lillah, for Allah. Al-Wahid, the one, Al-Qahar, the most powerful. So this is Allah. When everyone's kingdom will come to an end, there will be one kingdom left. Hazrat Hakim Sahib mentioned Damat Barakatuh that if a person has to understand who his king is, who his real king is, then while he has kingship over other people, he will never get zulm in his heart. Oppression will never come, he will never get pride also. Because he will always realize above me there is another king, which I will never be able to answer to. Hazrat Abu Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, a very great sahabi, one day he was hitting one slave. At that time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked past him. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ya Aba Mas'ud, O Abu Mas'ud, Lallah aqdaru minka, Allah is more qadir over you than what you have qudrat over the slave of yours. That today you think you got milk and you got power and you got governmentship and you are king over the slave, then what of the day of Qiyamah when Allah will be there to deal with you? And in this world also, if Allah wants to punish you, then on that day what will you do? At that time he becomes so scared, he says, Ya Nabi of Allah, huwa hurrun li wajhi Allah, I free him for the pleasure of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Law lam tafal, if you had not done such an action, lafahatka nar, the fire of Jahannam would have burnt you to pieces. So that Malik on the day of Qiyamah, if a person has to have istihzar and remember him in this world, then whatever power a person has in this world will never lead him to pride. Hazrat Hakim Sadaan Barakatuh mentions, a man is in his house and he is fighting with his wife and shouting his wife. The wife is the weaker of the two, and the man is taking out his anger on the wife and telling her a lot of things. At that time on the door there is a knock. He goes to see who is knocking and he finds that the wife's two big brothers who have come from the army, they are outside the door at that time and they want to enter. At that time he runs back in the kitchen and he tells his wife, please forget what I told you, please become happy with me and I'll give you this, I'll give you that. Why? Because he knows outside is someone who is much, much more powerful. He says, you are worried of two soldiers from the army, why don't you think of that king? That king that in front of who no one has any power. That king, if he wishes in one second he can disgrace you, in one second he can destroy you. If a man has istihzar of Allah, wallah he will never get pride in this world. So that is the quality of Al-Malik. In this world we find man runs behind kingship. But if you look at the kings of this world, you will find it is just a farce. In the front it looks so beautiful, but behind that there man, there is no king in the world who is not free of worries, distress. A man is not a king, he is living a peaceful life. The day he becomes a king, all his worries starts. At that time, every day he is worried when he wakes up, that how will I solve all the problems of the world? I have to have so much money for the people under me. My government does not have so much money. Every second he is worrying that another king must not come and try over and take over my land also. He worries that my son should not kill me. My slave or my servant should not poison me. Somebody else should not take over my government. My ministers should not deceive me. He is living his life in worry like this. He says he is giving security to the world, but his own security he has to worry about. He is surrounded by soldiers worrying about his own security. He tries to give peace and food and drink to other people. He hasn't got time to eat his own food also. He tries to sleep, he gets no peace also. That is the king of this world. And if you look at those people who try to be very close to the king also, you will find they also have no worry, no peace in this world. They are also full of worries. Every person who is close to the king is worrying that if this king has to be overthrown, then the next king will come in and I'll be thrown out of the court. I might be killed, I might be disgraced. And he worries about his own king also. That this king here, like how I see how he punishes other people, one day he can become angry with me and punish me also. Abu Sulaiman, who was a very, very trusted minister of the king, Khalifa Mansur, his condition was such that whenever the Khalifa would call him, he would become very scared and worried. And he would start shivering. Although he was such a close friend of the king, of the Khalifa, that because of him, the person had gained the Khilafat. He was one of the main powers behind the person gaining the Khilafat. So he was very, very honored in the court of the king. But whenever the king would call him, he would start shivering. So one day someone told him, what is wrong with you? You are so close to the king, yet when he calls you, you start shivering. And only when you come back from him, then the signs of worry go away from you. So he told the person, let me tell you a story. He says, once a conversation took place between an eagle and a chicken. So the eagle, who was the owner of the house, the owner used to use the eagle for hunting. The eagle tells the chicken that I have not found a person who is more bear wafa than you, who is disobedient and unfaithful like how you are. So the chicken says, what do you mean? So the eagle says that every day the master comes and he feeds you. He feeds you with his own hands. He gives you a nice place and warm place to live in also. He lets you run around on your own also. And you only give him one egg a day. And that he also takes and he doesn't punish you. And then after that he lets you go out of the room and you run around everywhere. But let the master try and come near you, you run away from him. If you can ever find a way to escape also, you will be very ready to escape and to run away to someone else. The master has done so much for you and you act like this to him. Whereas my condition, the eagle says, I was living in the jungle alone, free, and this man came and caught me. After he caught me, he never used to give me a lot of food, and he would hit me also, and like this he trained me. And now he has trained me to hunt for him. When I go out to hunt, he leaves me alone also, but I make sure I come back to him also. Although he never treats me nicely also, but I'll always come back to him. And look at your condition. So the chicken at that time mentions, that let me tell you my story. If you had to see what I see, if you had to see every day other chickens burning on the roast, being roasted on the fire, and you had to know that one day this will be my condition, then you would have also run away. So Abu Sulaiman mentions to the people who was telling him, why are you becoming so scared? If you people had to see what I see in the court every day, then you would also tremble with fear that perhaps one day the time will come, I will enter the court of the king and he will also kill me. And like what he thought also happened after that. One day Khalifa Mansur became angry with him, and there and there he was killed also. So this is the life of the kings of this world and the people close to them. The kings have no peace, the people close to them have no peace. Everyone is a life of deceit, treachery, destruction. Yet man is ready to give his life. He's ready to give his izzat and his honor for the kings of this world, or for those people close to the kings of this world, whereas in reality they have no power at all. Yet when man has to think of the true king, Malikul Muluk, that king whose kingship will never ever come to an end, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ, everyone's kingship will come to an end, the kingship of Allah will never come to an end, Allah will remain. Such a king Allah is, that Allah can punish who he wants, when he wants, and no one can ever take revenge against Allah. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا, Allah's punishment came, Allah flattened them. وَلَا يَخَافُ أُقْبَاهَا, Allah had no fear that they will ever come and take revenge. Allah is such that no one will ever question him. لَا يُسْأَلُ عَمَّا يَفْعَلُ, no one can ever ask Allah why you have done such and such a thing. Allah will never be put in front of a court. وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ, the armies of Allah are such that besides Allah there is no one in the world who knows the armies of Allah. A very small mosquito is the army of Allah, used to destroy the mighty Namrud, who regarded himself as the highest of kings, and that no one could do anything. A small mosquito Allah sends, the mosquito goes in his nose and causes him taklif and trouble for 40 days. It is mentioned Namrud's condition became such, the mosquito buzzing around in his brain, that the most beloved person to Namrud was that person who would take his champal and be able to hit him hardest on the head to make the pain of the mosquito go away. And after 40 days, the mosquito comes out from his brain and it is full of blood. And after a few days, Namrud passes away. A small mosquito is the army of Allah. Small birds are sent and they destroy the army of Abraha and his elephants. And Allah, from small animals that his army, he goes to the very, very big creation of the Malaika, Jibreel alayhi salam. One wing he picks up and he lifts up the people of Lut, of the Qawm Lut. He takes them to the heavens, he turns them upside down and he sends them smashing to the ground with one wing in a few seconds, and an entire nation is destroyed. One scream of an angel and destroys a nation. What then is the power of the Malik of all of this? If this is Allah's army also, and Allah is never in need of his army, لِإِظْهَارِ قُدْرَتِهِ, just to show his qudrat, Allah has his army. If Allah wants, Allah does not need an army also. Allah wants to destroy anyone at any time, and Allah can destroy, and Allah will be kamil, no one else will be kamil. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, Allah's mulk is such, Allah's governmentship, Allah's kingship is such. Allah Ta'ala himself mentions, لَوْ أَنَّ إِنسَكُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ, O mankind, if the first of you and the last of you, إِنسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ, man and jinn, كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ, you'll have to get together and say, let us please our Allah. And everyone decides to become the most muttaqi in the world, the most obedient in the world. مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ مِن مُلْكِ شَيْئًا, it will not increase my power in one, but Allah says, I am completely independent, I do not need your worship at all. لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَفْجَرِ قَلْبِ رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ, and if you'll have to become disobedient, and the whole world has to say that let us disobey Allah, and you'll become the most disobedient person in the world also, Allah says, مَا نَقَسَ ذَٰلِكَ مِن مُلْكِ شَيْعَ, it will not make my mulk and my government and my power, it will not decrease it in the very, very least. Allah is completely independent. So this is that Malik and this is that King. That if man has to understand who his Malik is, who his King is, man will give his life. That if I have to have this King with me, who else do I need? Hazrat Hakim Sahib Dawan Barakatuh mentions, a monkey is a very, very coward of the jungle. It runs away from any animal it sees. And the monkey now comes in front of the fox and it starts dancing around. But as soon as the fox takes one step, the monkey runs away. But let that monkey become the friend of a lion, and then you will see the lion will come in front and all the monkeys will come, and they will laugh and they'll joke at the fox, and they will tell the fox, you try and do what you want, you cannot do anything, because they got the power of the lion. The Hakim Akhtar Sahib says that what is a lion? We have the lion of lions. We have Allah, we are ready to become Allah's, Allah will become ours. With Allah's power behind us, what other power can stand in front of us? That monkey gets courage with that lion. Why is it that the Muslims can't get courage with their own lion? With Allah, the reason is because we have not recognized who Allah is. open our hearts up. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions one dua so beautifully, and this is the marifat which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, the recognition of Allah. And if a person has to sit with the awliya, with those people who have the recognition of Allah, that recognition will come from heart to heart. Man will get this recognition also. When man recognizes Allah, he will recognize the weakness of everything besides Allah. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a dua, Allahumma anta al-malik. That, O Allah, there are many kings in this world, but the only true king is you. Anta al-malik, la sharika lak. Every other king in this world has a partner, someone to help him. O Allah, you are that only king, you have no one to help you. La sharika lak, wal farda la nidda lak. You are the one and only, and there is no one else for you. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajhak. Every single thing in this world will be destroyed. Every king and jabbar and mutakabbir in this world will be destroyed. Illa wajhak. Only the zaat of Allah will remain. Only the zaat of Allah will remain. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continues his dua. He says, Al-qulubu laka mufdiya, wa-sirru indaka alaniya. That the hearts of people, of the hearts of the mu'min, they can open up only to you, Allah. You are such a king. Mulana Rumi rahimullah mentions in his poem that Allah himself says that the heavens and the earth, if they try and encompass Allah, the King of Kings, they will not be able to. But the heart of a mu'min has to open up to Allah. Allah will be ready to come in that heart. وَالْقُلُوبُ لَكَ مُفْضِيَ. The heart can only reach you. وَالسِّرُّ عِنَّكَ عَلَانِيَ. And every secret in front of you, Allah, is completely open. Anko ki raz, anko ki choriya, aur dilo ki raz. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Dawud Barakatuh says that the theft of the eyes and the theft of the heart, the secret of the heart, sab janta hai tu e be niyaz, that no one in the world knows it, O Allah, but you be niyaz, you know everything that's happening. Wasirru indaka alaniya. So when the hearts of a person can open up to Allah, why is it that we do not want to open up our hearts to Allah? If a man is ready to open up his heart to Allah, and Allah comes in that heart, you will see what a life will become your life. A poor man is the friend of a king. He goes over and over to visit the king. One day the king tells him, what is this that you are always coming to visit me? I want to come and visit you now. So the poor person says, oh king, how can you come and visit me? I live in a very, very small shack. And when you come with your mighty, mighty armies. For one person, my shack can only take two or three people. Where will you and your mighty armies fit in my house? How can you come? So the king tells his friend, that my friend, you have not yet understood my kingship and my way of being a king. That if I want to go visit anyone, then first I will make intizam also. I will make preparations. Before I come, I will send my armies also. I will send my workers also. I will send my cooks. They will build my houses also. They will build my parking places. They will make my food, and then I will come to visit you. I will do all the preparations. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Damar Barakatuh says, if the king of the world does this here, then Allah, who is the king of kings, you allow him to come in your heart, you will see what he will do to your heart. In the Quran Kareem, in the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam and Bilqis, and look at the marifat of the awliya Allah, how they can take out in ayats where it got nothing to do with what they are speaking about, they see the love of Allah. So in one ayat of the Quran, when Bilqis, Sulaiman alayhi salam, sends her a message that you accept Islam now, or otherwise I will bring my armies to fight against you. So at that time she makes mashura with her people, and she asks the people their rise. After all the people give their opinions, then Bilqis, who was very, very wise also, she says, إِنَّ الْمُلُوكَ إِذَا دَخَلُوا قَرْيَةً أَفْسَدُوهَا. That whenever kings have to come into a city, then they completely destroy the city. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. And those people who have power in the city, they completely destroy them and make them very, very weak. Because of the siya, وَكَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. Sulaiman alayhi salam and them will come and do the same thing to our city. We rather give up to them. But look at the wali of Allah and arif of Allah, how he looks at this ayat. Hazrat Hakim Sahab Dawud Barakatuh explains this ayat. Innal muluka idha dakhalu qarya. If the kings of this world ever have to enter any city, then they destroy the city and they remove the powerful people of the city. Let the king of kings come into the city of the heart. And all that takabbur that you got, all that vice that you got, all those dirty sicknesses that you got, that think that you are very, very great. وَجَعَلُوا عِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. When Allah will enter your heart, Allah will remove all of those sicknesses. وَجَعَلُوا عِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّةً. And will make those sicknesses very, very weak and small. A person wants to make his islah, open your heart to Allah. Let Allah come into your heart. The thing is that we do not want to allow Allah to come into our heart. We say it is very, very difficult, we are not ready. Let the King of Kings come into our heart, and you will see everything will come easy for us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues his dua. Al-qulubu laka mufdiya, was-sirru indaka alaniya. Akhadta bin nawasi. That, O Allah, you are that zat who have caught in the forelock of every single person, that no one can do anything without your command. Akhadta bin nawasi. Wa katabta al-athar. You have written every single person's action in this world. Wa nasakhta al-ajal. You have written down how long a person will live, every single second, every single breath he will take. Ad-deenu الدين ما شرعت والأمر ما قضيت. Deen is that deen which you have made. والأمر ما قضيت. And the hukam that will take place is only what you have made faisla of. Taqdeer is yours, Allah. What you decide will happen. And what Allah decides not to happen will never ever happen. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah mentions once, while sitting with his friends, he mentions that why is it that people have to run for their rozi and look for their rozi? If you had to realize that Allah is the Malik and everything will take place with the command of Malik and taqdeer has been written already, then man will not have to run for his rozi and look for his rozi. He will realize it is going to come to me. Either it will come in a halal manner and there will be reward in it, or man will make it haram. But only that which Allah has written, that will come. Nothing else will come. So to explain this here, he gives an incident. He says, this is taqdeer. وَالْأَمْرُ مَا قَضَيْتَ. Whatever Allah has decided will happen. What Allah does not decide can never ever happen. So he says, once there was a discussion that took place between taqdeer and tadbeer. Taqdeer, the decision of Allah, and tadbeer, the planning of man. So the two decided, had started having a discussion, and they're arguing. So tadbeer had to say that if man had to do everything according to laws, man had to eat the right food, man had to work at the right times, then everything in the world will go right, and there would never ever be any problems in this world. So taqdeer told man, taqdeer who is the decision of Allah, he told man that although, he told tadbeer, that man can plan how much he wants to, but as long as his planning is not in accordance with the decision of Allah, his planning will never ever help him. So tadbeer said, how can this be? If man plans, the result has to come. So like this here, they argued and argued. After this, they said, let us have a test, and to see who wins, does taqdeer win or does tadbeer win? So tadbeer, he went, he came to the earth, and he came in the form of a man. He found a fisherman. And this man who was looking for rosy sustenance for his family, very, very poor. So tadbeer goes up to this fisherman, and he tells this fisherman that it is your lucky day today. And today I have brought a very, very expensive diamond for you. And this diamond will be sufficient to change your fortune in this world. You take this diamond to a jeweler, and you sell it to him, and you will get so much money that after that you will never have to worry about your sustenance again. So the fisherman becomes extremely happy and he takes it. Now on the way going to the jeweler, he realizes that I got such an expensive jewel in my hand, and I'm wearing such dirty clothing, it does not go together. So rather let me take out my clothing and have a bath. So he takes out his clothing, he leaves his jewel with the clothing also, and he goes into the sea to take a bath. While he is there, it was taqdeer, the decision of Allah, that this man must not become rich. So a wave comes, and it comes very far to the shore also, and he takes his clothes away also, he takes the diamond away. So when the fisherman comes out, he finds he got no clothes also, he got no diamond. So he becomes very, very sad, his fortune is gone. He goes back home and he starts fishing again. So tadbeer says, what a stupid person, I will give him a second chance. The next day, tadbeer comes in the form of a man again, and he tells this person, how could you do such a stupid thing yesterday? I'm going to give you a second chance, make sure you look after it. So he takes out a very expensive necklace and he gives this person. And he tells him, now don't go and bath, now you take it straight away and go sell it. And do not do anything stupid. So this man thinks, how is the best way to look after the necklace? So he ties it to his neck and he starts walking off to the jeweler now. On the way, it was Allah's decision again, taqdeer, that this man must not become rich. So while he is walking, a vulture is going above. And the vulture sees the shiningness of the necklace, it thinks it's some food, and it comes down and swipes it from his neck and pulls it off and flies away with it. He starts running behind, but where can he catch the vulture? So again he goes home and he starts crying, that my two chances have gone, I don't think I'll ever get a chance again. Tadbeer says, I will give this man one chance. The third day it comes back to the man, and he tells the man, what a stupid person you are. Now forget all of that there. I have decided instead of giving you anything to sell, I'd rather just give you the money also. So here's the money now, you go invest the money, and you will become a very, very rich person. You don't have to go sell anything also, the money I'm giving in your hand. So the man becomes very happy and he thinks, now I have to look after this very well. He goes home quickly to tell his wife the good news. When he comes there, he finds his wife is not there. So he takes the wealth and he puts it under the place where the fire is being made, under the logs. He thinks if a rogue has to come, a thief has to come, he will look everywhere. He'll never look under the logs which are being ready to be burnt. So he hides it there and he goes away, looking for his wife. While his wife is gone, the neighbor, she needs some wood, firewood. So she comes to the house, she knocks on the door, she finds the door is open, the man forgot to close it. So she thinks her neighbors will never mind, she's taking some firewood, she'll return it after a while. So she takes a spade and she puts it in that place where the fire is being made. And in that there, the firewood, the logs also go, and that money also goes. And she takes that all to her house to burn it in the fire. So the man tells his wife the good news. When they come home, he looks under the logs and he finds there's no money there. So his wife tells him, how could you do such a stupid thing? Is this the place to leave money? But it was taqdeer. Allah never wanted to happen. It can never happen. Allah is Malik. Allah is the king. So this man at that time, his wife tells him that you will never become rich. You rather just go back to fishing. Get some fish. We need to eat now. So the man takes his fishing rod again and he goes back to fish. While he is fishing, so taqdeer tells tadbeer, you see, whatever man can do, if it is not in accordance with the decision of Malik, of the King of Kings, it will never ever take place. Then taqdeer says, let me show you now, when the decision of Allah takes place, what can happen? So the man goes to fish and he throws his fishing rod in the water and it is his luck, he catches a fish. So he becomes very, very happy, he takes it home, he gives it to his wife. After that, his wife tells him that we need some firewood also, because our neighbor took the firewood away. She never knew, but someone took the firewood away. Now we need some more firewood. So you go to the jungle and you go cut. He goes to the jungle while cutting by a tree, he sees a nest. He looks in the nest and he sees there the necklace is there. The vulture had taken the necklace, he finds the necklace. He becomes extremely happy, he takes the necklace, he starts running home. While running, he is screaming to his wife, "I found it, I found it." So the neighbor, she hears to say, "I found it, I found it." She thinks that he is trying to say, "I found out who stole our money." So she quickly, she had found the money also. She quickly takes out the money and she runs to her neighbor's house. And she tells him, "How could you be so stupid and leave your money in that place? See, I found the money, here is the money for you." So he gets his money back, he got his necklace back. Then the wife goes to cut the fish also. And she finds in the belly of the fish that pearl is there also. When it went in the water, Allah had made it that a fish had swallowed it. So he got his necklace also, he got his pearl also, he got his money. Then Takdir told Tadbir that everything in the world takes place with the decision of one Malik, one king. Man can try what he wants to, but if the King of Kings does not decide that day, it will never ever happen. Why then do you have to look for your rozi in haram means, when the King of Kings have made it in halal means? Why then you have to run to haram places, when the King of Kings has made peace in halal places? Why then you have to make sajda and bow down to people who are harami, when the King of Kings has made izzat and honor in bowing down in front of him? My respected brothers and elders, let us realize who is the King of Kings. When man will realize who is the King of Kings, and that comes in his heart, then wallah, Allah will make him a king in this world also. He will be a king in the grave also, he will be a king in the year after. But let man forget who the real king is. And like Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when man forgets who the real king is, when man forgets the fear of Allah, then Allah makes him fear everyone else besides Allah. And if man has to take the fear of the true king in his heart, then Allah makes everyone else subservient to him. Man becomes strong and everyone else fears him. Let us realize who our Malik is, who our king is. When we will realize that there, wallah, we will become the kings of this world. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.